standing in the truth of who you are. As one year ends and another one begins, I started to reflect on the lessons that I've learned last year. And one of them was standing in my truth. My first thought was, what does that mean? What is my truth? What do I want to accomplish while standing in my truth? What is my truth legacy that I will leave behind when I transition? I also had to look at myself and say, is it my truth or is it somebody else's? Michael Jackson said, it starts with the man in the mirror. Who is the woman in the mirror searching for truth? So I had to ask myself, who is Fatima? And the answer, simply put, was she is a human being, someone who wants to live in a world that's full of hope, peace, joy, and love. I want people around me to wake up every day and just be happy, period. My utopia is a world where there is no crime, no disease, no wars. Everyone has access to food, water, and shelter. People say I'm crazy because that world would never, ever exist. But I say no, they're the crazy ones because we can create it. If we put our minds to it, we can think about it, manifest it, believe in it, and have faith that a world like that can exist. I'm standing in my truth that my utopia will exist. I believe that all human beings should be treated fairly and with kindness. What would it take away from us to treat one another with dignity? I'm standing that is my truth for human beings, even though they cannot see it. I believe in Father God, who is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. For without my Father, I'd be living in fear and resigned to believe that my utopia will never exist. But I have faith, and my faith is my truth. I believe in things that I cannot see. Without my faith, there is no hope, and I refuse to live a life that's hopeless. I believe in God, even though I don't see him, but I know he exists in my spirit. I pray to him for healing, to intercede for others, and meditate on his goodness that's all around me. I stand in that truth, even though I cannot see him. There is evidence of him in me and others. He meets us at our every need and provides for us in abundance to overflow. And that's the truth that I stand in. There are many things wrapped up in the word Fatima and my truth. However, as I continue to grow and expand, so does my truth. I conclude that to keep knowing who I am, I'll never waver in my truth. That's how I want to be remembered. My legacy will be Fatima Ghul, someone who stood in her truth. My question to you is, are you standing in your truth? Once again, thank you for joining me, Fatima Ghul, at I Am Over the Wall.